the Marvelous Ones here on NGNRadio.com. Warren, I don't even know why you're trying.
I'm just having fun. Nando, it's fun for me.
A picture of Gina Carano in lingerie.
A young, hey, more adjectives.
Yeah, that was
a young,
good.
A young.
That was pretty good.
You don't have a chance at winning the post
office. Free appetizer.
Don't care.
At Texas Roadhouse.
Nothing at Texas Roadhouse I want to eat.
Nothing there that you could eat. Nothing that
just
you could
saying,
eat.
Just saying. You can take your blooming onion.
And he'll take his other onion.
I'm so aggravated at Warren. I backed the music up and said, turn it up. All right. We have some stuff to talk about.
Some stuff.
The Resident Alien, of course.
Yeah.
Well, we got that's the entree. We got to go with the Oduvero.
We got Murderbot. Warren was supposed to watch Ironheart, but I'm going to.
I
didn't have time.
I didn't know.
Saw
I
that
did.
Coming.
I okay. did watch it.
Give us three. And then I got a show I want to talk a little bit about. Go ahead.
And I have a couple of things to mention, but yeah. Whoever.
Warren,
what
let's
we,
hear about,
all right,
let's
Warren,
hear about
go for
Iron
it.
Horse.
Iron Horse.
Rip off. Stealing.
Iron
Stealer.
Iron
Heart.
Stealer.
Oh, my God.
Iron Heart.
Iron Toes. One of them body parts.
All right. There's no way I can say it's just bad because it does have a couple good moments.
You're stricken from the record. Take him out.
But cut
him
off.
Like it.
On this, if you give it a grade like A through F, it's a D minus.
Hey, no. Let's give it a number. Let's give it a number.
On a 1 to 5, it's a
-5 + 5.
Yeah, 0.5. It was not good. It's just not good.
You got to do better than that. That was telegraphed.
Okay. Yeah, it was, but
just a little detail. Give him.
Yeah, it's just. All
right.
We call Star Trek STD. It was the only good part about this was.
Yeah, what was the good part?
The direction and the I thought they did the best they could with what they had. The writers screwed them big time.
So what did you like about it?
I thought the visuals were nicely done, better than many of the other TV shows have been. It looked like they cut corners on a lot of these other shows. They didn't really cut corners on this one. I mean, she looked like she was in a suit, an iron suit. She looked like she was an Iron Man suit. But the writing was so bad, it just took away from anything that I thought was positive. There was so much more negative that I made it through 2.5 episodes. The third episode, I just turned it off. It just wasn't worth watching. And I can't recommend anybody watching it. I won't give any. Like I said, is visually very appealing. I think the actress is not too bad, but the script was horrible. The writing was terrible. But yeah, I can go into details about how if I had Stark's money, I'd be the genius and all that stuff. But and they're rehashing, remember Obadiah Stane from the original Iron Man?
Mm-hmm. Whoa, that was
uncle.
20 years ago.
Yeah. Well, his son, who's 39 years old now.
Is he Obadiah too?
might just be.
Obadiah,
I'm not going to find out.
Obadiah,
I think
Kenobadiah?
He is the I think there's two hidden villains. One is going to be the guy controlling the hood, which is, is a character from Marvel. But he can go become invisible and use magic. And the other one is Obadiah Stane's son. And that's a good thing. I went, I had to go look up the hood to find out who it was.
That was,
it had
that was
no
Southern,
explanation to
that was
it.
Southern Marvel only.
What?
LA is from
Marvel
LA.
I take it back. I don't want any more details. I want to change the channel.
All right. I want to talk about a pleasant
don't
surprise.
Waste your time. Don't waste your time.
I want to like 1970s change the channel. I'll get up and turn the knob. That's how badly I want to move on.
So I'm going to ask a question.
Axe.
I don't know if you guys know the answer.
Accent.
I don't even know the answer to the question when I ask it myself.
Bad lawyer. You always have to have the answer.
What is the first sci-fi movie you remember watching?
Cat from Outer Space.
Movie.
It was the first movie I ever watched my whole entire life was Cat from Outer Space, Disney, in the theater. If that's because Star Wars was a second.
It was either, I think it's Omega Man. That came out before Logan's Run.
It was either Godzilla on a Saturday morning.
Oh,
Oh,
Or,
I thought you were talking about going to the movies to see
yeah,
it.
that's what I at
Oh,
the.
no, I meant just in general.
Yeah, for
Oh,
just in
that's
general, it had
hard.
to be Godzilla, no doubt. Okay.
Probably, yeah.
Or it was in school on a rainy day when they had to show you a movie, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. And that
Okay.
definitely to me is sci-fi, right? So
Where
I'm
are you going with
going.
this?
So on Amazon Prime, there's a show that was released in Britain last year called
Britain.
Nautilus. It's about, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea kind of spin-off thing. Watch the first episode. Definitely go check out two more.
What's it
I
on?
think
So
it's
is the
coming
hat is
out.
it
I
got
think it's
Captain
coming
Nemo?
out on AMC this weekend or next weekend as a 2-hour premiere, and then they're going to show the 10 up the other 8 episodes. I'm going to say I'm one episode in, and I kind of like it.
Go one more in and we'll see if it's a TMO
Yeah,
staple.
but I'm just saying, be prepared for that. Because
All
I
right.
definitely consider 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea sci-fi to me.
Oh, yeah. H.G. Wells. Now, does it have Captain Nemo or is it just a different cast of
No,
characters?
it has John Jacob Jinkelheimer Schmidt.
Well,
Oh, my favorite!
you said it was a spin-off,
Well, it's another
dumbass.
interpretation. Yes, it has Nemo.
All right.
Ladies, let's
Spin-offs
calm
means you
down.
got something else going on. Anyway, so we got all right. So yeah, it
It's
sounds like
kind of, do you remember the show Black Sails?
yeah.
How that was like Treasure Island, but like in a different way?
So this was
That's
like kind of
kind
like
of the
that.
feel I have from this.
Oh, all right.
I need a
That was an
better,
enjoyable show
but I
too.
don't
think I'm going to see nudity.
I need better reference. I wanted you to say, you know, the show Happy Days. It's like Laverne and Shirley and Mork and Mindy. That to me is a
No, it's
laser
definitely
beam
not a
to spin
comedy.
off. But I'm just saying spin off. I understand to understand the topic of spin off. You're going a little off. It's a bit of more of a stretch. That's all. And Mork and Mindy, I'm going to consider that sci-fi.
What about Lenny and Squiggy?
They didn't have their own show.
That's true, but they had their own band.
Where are you going?
No, dude.
Where are
I
we? I'm
don't know.
lost. I'm lost.
I just wanted to sing Night
Lenny
After
and the
Night.
Squig Toes.
Night After Night. Oh my God, what a great song.
Lenny and the Squig Toes. I
Now
forgot all about them.
you have me in a different show. It's called Lost in Space with Where You're Going. I don't know what's going on.
Right on.
Both
Right on.
versions.
Anyways, I just thought I'd bring that up.
All right.
Fernando, you had some news before we get into Murderbot. What were you
Well, I will
looking?
share two things. The yesterday evening, I was tuned in for locally around here. This is going to be super duper tech for you redneck yellow. I said yellow just out of punishment. Redneck hillbilly folk. There's a thing called D-Box. Are you familiar with it without getting all perverted? Have you heard of D-Box?
Sure, doesn't come up. No, I don't.
Okay, it's the thing where they match up the motion with the film. And
Oh, you know, in the theaters or
in the theaters,
the
it's just shaky, shaky motion.
yeah. Oh,
Yeah,
okay. All
that's what it's
right.
called,
So,
D-Box here in Cinemark
it's
at the
called different thing.
Fairfax. Yeah,
Different places,
that's
different things. Yeah.
sure. I experienced it for the first time with F1 that just came out, and worth the money. It was like $25. Worth the money. Worth the money.
Well, I'm not a
It's.
big city rich guy like you.
I know. Hey, that's the second time I paid for a movie in 15 years. So yeah, it hurt, but it didn't hurt as much. It was worth it. It's almost an art into itself when and when not to use it. But for a movie like F1, perfect. It got me thinking though, would this translate into a Marvel superhero movie? Probably
Did
not
you
as
see Jurassic
much.
Park?
I don't see another one's coming out. That's already getting
I
panned
know.
so hard.
Top Gun?
No, I'm
I
saying,
want to
yeah. Oh, my first thought was Top Gun.
feel the danger zone.
Top Gun, because it actually, you could feel the race car like pivoting left and right beyond the rubble. But it had me at the very beginning, just in the last thing I'll say about it. It went over those little bumps on the, I hate them. They used to have them in
Rumble
LA. Just
strips.
the little, yeah, mushroom
Rumble
bumps.
strips.
It's, okay, I don't know the term. There's just a very, it was a little nuance. The tire just went over it and you could feel like the six bumps or five
Nobody was
bumps.
kicking your chair, right? You didn't get jammed for
That's what's called
25.
the country
He
extra. He paid
some little
someone to sit
kid
beside
kicking
him.
your
Yeah.
chair.
That's Eddie Murphy. They farted in a tone. That's where the bubbles come from. No,
Just
it was
saying.
legit. It was legit.
Okay. I don't
I'm
know of
putting it
any
out there.
theater that has that. I've had that experience in like simulators. Like
Oh,
driving
sure. Well,
simulators?
it's like a video game-ish too,
Right, yeah,
but
that's
in
what
a
I'm
theater
saying.
proper. That's like straight up brand new theater.
I didn't
That's
even
a
know any
first for
theaters
me.
around here had that.
Is but the
So.
first for me. My friend told me about it. He went with his wife on Sunday,
Is it down there in the big
one Monday,
city?
next to Fair Oaks Mall off 50. If that's the
That's
big
a big
city,
city.
it's right
You
off.
got
You got you
three
lived off
floors to
66.
buildings.
Just six tickets right
The
off
Mother Road.
66. One hour 20 minutes away from your house on 66. It's right there.
Sounds like the big city.
But
I would actually go and check that out because that intrigues me.
yeah. So again, it was for F1. Perfect. My next thought was okay. Top Gun. Hell yeah. But if we go into like Spider-Man, Superman, I mean, there
No,
may be, it's like, I don't know if I'm paying 25 bucks for.
Jurassic Park, where if the seat was like bouncing, the
Yeah, I could
original
see
when the
that.
dinosaurs
Oh,
died. Oh my
yeah, I could
God.
That would be very cool.
Yeah, that would be just with the rear view and you see the coming. Yeah, that would be
Yeah,
worth it.
right? Like that would be cool. The new Jurassic Parks, I think, would just be cheesy.
Yeah, well, the last 4 to 18 of them. Just I want to throw that in
Oh my
there. It's
God.
cool. What?
Cannonball Run. No, what you call it? What Grand Prix. Movie Grand Prix.
I don't even remember.
No, that'd be kind of like F1. So
It'd
yeah.
be like
Yeah.
F1 or the Rush. That was a movie. Or Ferrari, Ford versus
Oh,
Ferrari.
first of all, I never watched it. I wanted to watch it, but
You
yeah.
never
And then,
watched that?
no,
Such a
it's been on
good
my list
movie.
forever.
Such a good movie.
It got panned at the time in the 90s. However, what was it? Days of Thunder 2 is in the works. Yeah, well, I'm just saying the race car it would take advantage of the rumbly seats. So I'll put my name behind F1. Brad Pitt is awesome. It's just like Tom Cruise. He holds a place. And it was the director from Top Gun Maverick who did
Okay.
F1. So legit.
I didn't know any place around here had that technology yet, so
Oh, it's first I ever. Again, I heard about it on Sunday night.
I'm definitely in to go check that out.
I think it's worth it. I think it's worth it. So
All right.
that's one. And number two, a little hometown love. I just went to the comic book store right across from George Mason University, the Amazing Comic Book Shop, or something along those lines. They are going to put a permanent exhibit of Fernando Mico comic books on display out there, the
Oh,
covers I
nice.
did and stuff. So, yeah, little local
Now
love.
I want to
Local love.
ask, and I know this is good. Feed your ego, and that
That's
kills
fine.
me.
I can
Remember
be
when
humble.
you designed that like superhero George Mason guy?
Oh, yeah, Super
Yeah,
Patriot.
I have the
Yeah,
teacher, I
t-shirt.
think. Do they have a copy of that poster or something in there?
In there? You
In
know what?
that
I didn't think
store?
about that. That would be kind of
That would
cool.
be cool.
Crap, how did I
Especially
not
since
think
it's
of
right
that?
across the,
since it's right there
I mean,
at the
my idea
college.
was, I mean, humbly as possible, the idea besides the ego and up there is to inspire the art students, like, hey, you can do
Yeah,
it from
but
Mason.
I think that there with the stuff underneath would
Ooh.
be icing on the
Because
cake.
they did
That's
t-shirts and
marketing
little
too.
baseball cards. They didn't do any posters, but I could posterize it pretty easily.
Yeah,
Damn it, you gave me ideas.
or give them a put a t-shirt to put up there. I think a poster that would be cool. Like
That's
I'm not
easy as
one to be
hell.
like I'm not I didn't go to George Mason. I don't really care about the school,
It's still local love, but yeah.
but like if that was a poster, I would definitely hang that up. Because
I
I'd
did
be
not
like, yeah,
even
that
how
was
did
my
I don't know how I
place.
didn't think of that.
I know.
Dang,
I'm the
that's
greatest.
how
I
do we no
mean,
no I don't
see
like the
the good
shift.
that,
I
look,
don't like the shift in conversation. Back to me. Back to
when
me.
you send pictures of Gina
Oh,
Carano to
is
me, see how that
that
gets
why?
me
You
inspired.
got some little cachet there with him. So it'll last maybe 2 weeks, but
All I've
two cheeks?
concentrated on was
Say 2 weeks
how I
or
can say thank you for that.
two weeks or two cheeks? Which is
All I can I've been thinking for an hour. How can I say
I
thank you?
didn't even. Was she? I mean, did she have traction back then? I only know
To
modern
me, she
day.
did.
I mean, I knew wrestling, not really much. But then, when obviously she's a Mandalorian, okay, boom, I knew she had a history.
Oh my
But that was
God,
this was
no.
like
I was
20
in
years
love with her
back.
when she was fighting.
This is like this feels like the picture I had sent was like even before that.
15
She
years.
looks
No, no,
really
no.
young.
She was fighting then.
Oh,
Yeah.
she looked really young
Yeah,
in
she's been
this.
fighting.
Yeah,
She's
she.
fought for a long
Yeah.
time.
She's been fighting for a long time. She fought really young.
Okay, well, those are my two items
I mean,
outside of the
definitely over
glory.
18, people. Over
Yeah.
18.
But
But
yeah,
anyways,
those.
all right. Before we run, because we just ate up
Spent.
like half the show,
Holy
literally.
cow. All right,
All right.
let me introduce then with Murderbots. Did I fall asleep? I swear to gosh, it felt like 15 minutes. I like blinked and then the credits went up. It
It's
wasn't that good.
been quiet. It's been short the last two
I
episodes.
mean, like actual, you could look at the TRT and go, I swear to gosh, I blinked and it was done. And it when films or content's like really good, that's, time goes, flies. This wasn't anything special. And then it was done. I saw real credits.
It was
Is it
only like
me?
22 minutes or something.
Was it? Okay, I didn't
Yeah,
look.
it was pretty
I didn't
short.
check. Oh, okay, so it wasn't
The
psychological.
last two have been pretty short.
That's weird.
That's weird. Now we know there are other people where the blonde came from.
Yeah.
Well, there's a chance one of them could be perverted like the blonde.
Don't know. She's so special. I don't know if there are that many in the universe.
And I kind of knew the guy. Yeah, that's true. I kind of knew the guy was going to have the hots for Deadeye and not the pretty chick.
I
Saw that
guess,
coming.
which
Because,
is
I mean,
fine.
she's like K-pop dringin', right? Like, hey, yay.
I don't know. Maybe it's
Party so
I like the
yay.
other. I think the other chick is the most attractive one in the
Yeah,
whole.
I agree, but I kind of just saw that. But anyways,
Okay.
still a solid show. Definitely intrigued. Are they
It's
gonna
just so
make a deal?
fast. I
It's
don't know,
quick.
Warren. Warren, you're very quiet. Have you caught up, you son of a
No,
guy?
no,
Oh,
no.
that's why you're
Good.
quiet.
I'm kind of enjoying ruining this for you.
Dan,
Enjoy the feeling.
that's a deadpan face on Mr.
Yeah,
Warren.
we, you know,
Yes,
we,
it.
that's our deal. If we fall behind, that's what happens.
Yeah, I was just curious.
I it to me, this is just making up for all those times where he spoiled something and then said, but I didn't
Nothing,
spoil
never
it.
done that. It's never
Nothing
happened.
will make up for
Never
that,
happened.
Mr. Phillip. Never, ever. I'm traumatized for life, even from the one of 20 times he's done it.
Never happened.
I'm
You
just,
guys are imagining
I
things.
thank the heavens that we aren't little kids and he saw Empire Strikes Back first. I would kill him
I would kill
off
him.
forever. He's like, you know who Darth is? It's Luke's.
No, he'd come up and he'd be like, I'm your dad, I'm your father. And you'd be like, huh? And then you'd see it in the movie, you'd be like, you mother effer.
there's no coming back from
No.
that. They wouldn't find your body worn if you had blasphemized that one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Anyways.
well, luckily you guys were dumb and stupid in, so it would have happened. Well, I've grown. I
That's
don't know
mean.
about, yeah.
I've
He's just
grown
throwing out
out.
mean words.
He's just
I need
being
a
mean.
minute. I need to take a knee. Let's
But
get into the
yeah,
good
so they
stuff.
got yeah.
Yeah,
Well,
it's
I was just gonna
time.
wrap that up. I was just gonna wrap that up with they've added to the storyline, so I was a little worried where it was gonna go when they killed the other survivor and Murderbot was like.
Man. I'm just gonna, you reminded me, you're reminding me of the episode. They brought the agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., what's his face,
Oh,
in
Coulson. Oh my God,
with the sideburns.
Sanctuary Moon with the sideburns. I am in on that.
Yeah.
If they put out Sanctuary Moon, I'm watching it.
And you know, because I don't even see the character he's playing. I totally see the actor just having a ball. This is just fun.
Yeah.
Look at my life. I'm an actor. I'm getting paid gobs of money to
Look
be
at the sideburns
silly.
they're
Yeah,
putting on me.
sideburns.
I'm gonna try and grow
You'll
them
see.
lip chops.
Warren, when you see it, you'll see the sideburns were a bigger character than the actual. It was his own. And again, I see, I'm gonna say it again. I saw the actor. I didn't see the character. He's just having a ball. It's his world at
Right.
that point.
And I think that's one of the most enjoyable things about that.
Right. Okay.
All right. Now let's get into Resident Alien.
So I don't forget, can I just tell you the two things that absolutely floored me? The two things, forgive me, I just have to, when, because Harry, the actor, he's got to carry the whole show and he does it. He is just the man. The
Oh,
moment
yeah.
the minute he was having the conversation over the door and his and Bridget was being annoyed, he's like, go play, and drop kicked him out the door. I couldn't. I don't know what to do myself. That and then
Sit
the
up, sit up.
that the that was just straight up slapstick comedy visual. But then the dialogue when they had to get the grave and they got Judy, he's like, oh yeah, I used to dig graves in high school. They call me the deep hole Judy. I mean, that was my name before I got the job. I'm done. I'm done. You can't hurt me. Just stop it.
But so
There's so many others, but those two, I had to
this
bring them
show
up.
went funny, sad, I almost, what's
Oh,
that when you get water in your
oh
eyes?
yeah, it was all over the
Yeah,
place
but
emotionally.
if there is any theme, this was like a romance one. They're going over different couples and relationships. It wasn't even, I pointed out slapstick and great comedy dialogue. This was about couples and
Yeah,
love. That's what this
love.
theme was. Yeah, so I don't even know what to
And he's
do.
like, I find it repulsive or disgusting, whatever he said.
This,
I was just like, no. And he's like, English
it's
is so very bad.
like
You disgust me.
the, but they had,
It
he had
doesn't
another
sound much
word.
better. Lux.
It, but see, they showed a little bit of that on the trailer for, you know, to lead up to it. It went like two layers deep because I thought, okay, it's going to be like very direct, not even very creative. Okay, he's ugly. I'm a human. You're ugly me. But it was like, I still love you for you, and I want to. And
Well,
he like
that's what they
sacrifice.
do, is
And he
they
they
give you the first
yes,
level, then they give you a second level,
but
and then they give you a third
but they
level.
get me every time. They draw you in.
It's
It's like
so good.
freaking Godfather. They draw you right back in. You see it, and you're like, oh, not a wow, so good. And then the sacrifice, and then Asta lean her head. It just it was about relation. And even though the comment, and every guy's heard this. Well, I'm presuming we're. Yeah, where the wife or the bird lady was like, and your best friend's a girl. Okay. Like, man,
No,
is
you're
that
the
a
best. Yeah,
dagger?
your best.
That's a dagger.
Isn't it odd that your best
Yes,
friend is
that
going to
one.
be a woman?
Yes. Yes. That I could I was like freaking Obi-Wan when Alderaan was like, I heard the cries of a thousand men going, I know
Millions
this
of
moment, I know the
millions
comment.
are lost in the force.
Every guy who's ever dealt with that felt heard that comment around the place. It's like, oh, I didn't do what, it's not my fault.
Not my
It's not
fault.
my fault.
Not my.
That's why Star Wars is so good.
But
I
oh
took up
my
too much
God.
time, please. No, I took too, I got super
No,
excited.
now that we're at the end of the show, we get to talk.
I got
It
excited.
was. It started out as Judy Cooper. The
Oh my God.
whole digging thing was hysterical, and then
Yeah,
it was perfect.
and the
He
and what
stole the
added
show.
on to that was when they Asta
They give the
was in
Yelp
the.
or
They were looking over and it's crazy. How did she get those 90-degree
yeah,
angles? And then she gets a bing on the phone, says, did Judy send you a survey? Yeah, I gave her 5 stars. Look at this.
definitely, definitely.
I mean, I may put this down there as one, maybe one of the best shtick in the entire series, where she goes, "I'm Judy Three Holes or Three Hole Judy." That is a pure magic and beauty, elegance and genius. I mean, that was my name before I started.
Yeah, Deepo Judy.
Oh my God,
And then
it
they
doesn't
gave
get
her at the
better.
end
They
when
gave
she
her.
like called Darcy and she like was texting Darcy from in the bar, like, do you wanna have a
Hello.
drink? Yeah.
No, she called her, and she was
Oh
like sleeping behind one of
yeah.
the pool tables.
I'll meet you at the 59. And then she kind of looks around and says, oh, I'm
Oh,
here.
I don't even, did she even say that? She's like, you
No,
could, she's a good
they just
actress.
look,
In her
and
face, she was like, oh.
that was like touching.
And then, yeah, I'm wondering where this is gonna go. If it does, I'm just making this up, but like, cause she lied, bold-faced lied at a moment with your friend. Like, do you know something? And she just said, no, I don't know anything about your baby at all. And yeah, that's that. We'll see if she's gonna pay for that later.
Oh,
But again, that's
poor.
emotional. That's drama. The heck are you doing throwing that into an alien comedy movie? You're killing me. Absolutely devastating me.
Even Harry breaking up with Bird Lady.
I did not see that coming. Absolutely did not see that
But
coming.
you know, he's like, you deserve more. Oh my God, her father attacking him was funny as hell. Oh my God. He breaks the glass, he's like, I'll get you.
Who writes this? I mean, it's one thing to say like Suicide Squad or the Peacemaker. That's absurd
As
and kind of whatever.
expected.
I mean, it's absurd, right? And or the what we do in the shadows, it's absurd writing, and we're ready for it, and we love it. This is like, but you're mixing this in all kinds of jambalaya of drama and sci-fi. Wow, these guys, they
Tragedy is everything.
again, relay again, this the whole with everything we just mentioned. The foundation of this entire episode was relationships.
These writers are better than the Bard, better than Shakespeare.
Better than Shakespeare. That might be a little rough. I don't know if fairy Shakespeare's fair. I'm not sure. Yeah. I don't think that's a fair comparison. But
Yeah, I
anyway.
mean, and didn't Shakespeare have some incest in there? So that gets him a couple.
See, I'm like on the other
I
side of
don't
it.
no. Oh,
I
ain't
was on
that
the other
Ken
side.
that
He's
likes
eloquent.
that?
He goes to like Greek tragedy and the essence of human beings. You're like incest. You're like Be Beavis and
So
Butthead. Incest. Yeah. Incest.
dirty.
Yeah.
So
Incest.
dirty.
Yeah.
So dirty.
And it even feels like we're forgetting ask did other storylines going on in the show because there were just so many hits in this.
Yeah,
I
it was good.
oh my God, yeah, I even forgot
Oh,
about the Brigidine
and
babies and yeah, go ahead.
yeah, and just is it the little side of, the Bigfoot sightings. It's going to be the cyborg guy. So that was, to me, that was just a little throwaway line that I thought was hilarious. We've had more Bigfoot sightings. You need to tell your cyborg buddy to stay hidden better.
So, I mean, that was like benign and flatline, but it's like we
Yeah.
need it. We need like something to cleanse our palate for just and
For the
recover,
next item.
we'll recover from what we just got hit with. So if you hit
A
us
big
again,
black, like being like, it's an alien, and I was thinking he's nuts. But
I
then
mean,
he's like,
again,
she's like, you love me or whatever. And he's like, oh, I don't know about all
it
that.
was like, nah, you love me, and she's like, I guess I do. It's like, oh fudge, I almost said a bad word. It was so impactful.
Yeah.
And that was that is
The
a
whole show was
diner
just
scene,
like roller coastering. It's
and
like highs and lows and
even the lows are
emotions.
fun. And yeah, because I was wondering if it was a red herring. If you remember, the opening sequence was the young Darcy and the young mayor,
Yeah.
and yeah, it's like, oh, what are you setting us up for? And it really didn't come up with a hard impact per se. But it's one of those. It's like it's they're doing a magic act. Watch over here, and oh, it has nothing. It's a red herring. And oh, I have new appreciation for the mayor as an actor. That moment when he's talking to Darcy, going like, you know, tell me if there's something. That was good. That was solid acting. Like, he's not just a doofus, you know, beta male, yeah, you know, a hipster, a Democrat, you know, stereotype. That was like
Feels how
legit
you really
acting.
feel.
I'm just saying, because he plays kind of a doofus, but he like was real. He played a good, just like him and his wife.
His
Well, I'm in
name
love with it
is
too.
Mayor Snowflake.
Really, you know, that was the tip off for this entire, for me, that was a tip off for the entire show. He's like, oh yeah, when Big Black was more Big Black then, he's kind of, you know, whatever. But it was like, oh yeah, here, Mayor Snowflake, I don't like, wow, that was, I mean, that's good. I was like, what's happening here? There's something happening in this show that Phil has recommended. But I gotta get,
Anyway,
I mean, there's no way to compromise that. That is credit due. Phil introduced the show.
I saw like the preview for it and I laughed. Like I saw like some clips for it on a trailer and I laughed the whole time and I was like, that doesn't happen. We gotta watch this.
Well, its beauty is that it is original, but at the same time, it pays homage to everything else it parallels, whether it's MASH or again the whole the Hulk scene at the end where he's got the finger up with the theme song.
I
Good
almost
Lord.
cried.
Good Lord, man.
I almost
You're
cried. If I
killing
had
me. You're hurting.
feelings, I would have cried.
Oh man. So
Anyways, that
you
was a
got me
great
all
show.
worked up.
Next week, more Murderbot, more
I want it
Resident
to be
Alien.
Friday
I
now.
know.
Now
Maybe I'll
more
check out
Ironheart.
another episode, maybe two of Nautilus. Give you guys an update. See what I
Okay.
think. Obviously, it's not gonna be a Resident Alien.
Maybe
Obviously.
Nautilus after Resident Alien, you know, it.
Yeah, but I'm gonna kind of watch it just to see
All
if
right,
it's
it's fine. We'll see.
worth looking at it.
We got to look at. Hey, we all got pre cognitions.
Warren, why don't you do
Warren.
another three episodes of Iron Maiden?
Not gonna happen.
He's just,
I'll
you
watch
know.
Iron Maiden, but I'm not gonna watch Ironheart. I
Warren
did.
brought Ironheart. Phil, you're bringing a Nautilus. I brought in the D-Box. It worth your while. It's fun. It just
All
makes it
right,
fun.
we'll check that out. This has been the Marvelous Ones here on IndianRadio.com. We'll be back next week. Have a good weekend, 4th of July.